DCCC targets less districts than 2020 going into midterm elections. By Jacob Bliss on April 6, 2021. The Democrats' campaign arm, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC, is narrowing the number of seats they are looking to target in order for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to widen her majority in the House. Tuesday morning, the DCCC announced their list of 22 seats they are focusing on to pad the Democrat majority with more seats. A political reporter pointed out that the list consists of most of the seats the Democrats lost in 2020, except Minnesota's 7th Congressional District, South Carolina's 1st Congressional District, and Oklahoma's 5th Congressional District, adding the seats and districts could look different after redistricting. The new DCCC chairman, Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, DNY, said in a statement, "Every single Republican on this list voted against putting checks in pockets and shots in arms, and we're going to make sure voters in their district know it." He added the Democrats are prepared to protect our majority by recruiting compelling candidates and empowering their campaigns with the resources they need to draw the contrast. The National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, pointed out Republicans took back Oklahoma's 5th Congressional District and New Mexico's 2nd Congressional District seats last cycle. They added, "The DCCC are not targeting these districts thanks to Joe Biden's anti-energy agenda." With this list, the DCCC confirmed what we already knew, NRCC spokesman Mike Berg said in a statement. "Democrats are on defense because they have to defend a toxic socialist agenda that raises taxes, opens borders, closes schools, and kills jobs." In March, the NRCC introduced an exit list that highlights the Democrats who are likely to retire or run for a different office in 2022. The previously released list from the NRCC listed 47 offensive opportunities, which included 29 battleground Democrats. The battleground districts are where President Biden lost the district or where the 2020 presidential or congressional margin was within 5%. The NRCC chair, Representative Tom Emmer, RMN, in a recent interview said, "We've targeted 47 offensive opportunities that we're going to focus on. And they include 29 Democrats in seats where President Biden lost the district or where the 2020 presidential and congressional margin was within 5 points. The survey found Pelosi's agenda helps Republicans in the polls. A February poll from the NRCC showed, when Pelosi pushes her partisan, socialist agenda, the Republicans' advantage grows in the ticket-splitting districts. Pelosi's poll numbers were down 20%, showing her at a 58% unfavorable rating. Out of the unfavorable, over half, 51%, find her very unfavorable."